96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Forgot what my music sound like. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd. It's a little after 11 a.m. and it's like 6 days before school reopens. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host today as we speak about this supposed non-existent citizenship bill that has actually a number of persons up in arms. So we're actually going to have a discussion about that. I want you to join me to see exactly why people are so upset. Mind you, I want to give a caveat, right? The bill has not been presented to Parliament. I have no idea what is going to be inside the bill. The government has yet to present the bill to educators on it. So I'm going to have a discussion on why the proposed bill, the suggestion of it, is so important, whereas Bahamians must be considered. But now I want to address the misnomer. This particular bill will not be a citizenship bill, but an equality bill where the debate is going to be whether Bahamian women should have the same rights as Bahamian men regarding the transfer of citizenship to their children and their spouse. That's the whole debate. That's the entire conversation right there. Whether men and women should have the same rights. But there are some people in the Bahamas who are terrified. They're terrified because they believe there is some sinister plot by administration upon administrations to change the Bahamas, to have an explosion of immigrants come into the Bahamas and take over. So because they are so concerned about that, they are prepared to ignore the rights of disenfranchised Bahamians. There are also some people who are concerned about a hidden secret agenda of homosexuals. And they are so terrified and petrified by that, but they are willing to deny rights of Bahamians. And this is what our conversation is going to be about. And you can join me today as I have this conversation. So you could call me at 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259 and join into this conversation. And discuss, why are you so concerned? Why are you so afraid of this supposed citizenship bill, right? And why are you prepared to disenfranchise your fellow Bahamians? Now I want to start a story. Once upon a time in this Bahamas, they had a particular segment of people who had no rights. And those who were in control said, we're not prepared to give them rights. But the government at the time ushered forward that they will enact in law that they will give rights, make it illegal to take away or have persons in the Bahamas. And by this, by extension, I mean the whole English world, right, to have equal rights. This is when they abolish the slave trade, abolish slavery, give rights for people of African descent. And then there was also the debate, and I would also like to throw in Mr. DePuch, who was MP at the time, who made a proposal and proposed law to make sure end discrimination. And I want to mention that from then, the Bahamas was on a movement of equality. And it's that equality that makes, and that movement that makes the Bahamas what it is. That we continue to move forward, upward, onward, and together. And this is this togetherness that is very important, right? Recently, I had a discussion with Hubert Edwards on his show, as we also discuss this equality, or what they call this citizenship bill, where persons were concerned about it. And I was putting the case to him that I think that a number of persons are terrified because of how the Bahamas is situated. But now that we see that the government proposes an educational forum where they will educate the Bahamian people as to what this new bill is about. But that's what I wanted to put on the record, because a number of persons said, but we already debated this. We already had discussion of this. We had a constitutional referendum on this. Why bring it up again? And I'm trying to say this is two different things. Yes, we had two constitutional referendum, one in 2002 and the other in 2016. But there are two different things in regards to what is happening now. In 2002 and 2016, the government attempted to enshrine within the Constitution that these rights would be automatic, that these rights would be protected by the Constitution in general. And I wanted to read what the Constitution is. And the Constitution is the Supreme Court of the Bahamas that outlines the fundamental principles by which the state is governed. It constitutes entities and explain how different boards and how the government would be run and give different authority to the government. And I heard one claim where they said that, why is the government trying to sneak this law back into the psyche of the Bahamians when it's already done with, right? The constitutional referendum, like I said, was planning to enshrine it into the supreme law of the Bahamas. But what the government is trying to do now is completely different. They're trying to enact it into law. And I heard a claim that the government has no right because it's already done with the Constitution. But the Constitution gives the government the right to bring forth laws on which they think is good for the Bahamas and which they believe that will be good for the Bahamas and how the Bahamas will be governed. And through this process, we know that the first draft is going to be tabled. First, it's going to be drafted, and then it's going to be tabled. It's going to be tabled three times. It's going to be debated. And after it's going to be tabled three times and debated, it's going to be passed, and then it's going to be sent to the Senate, where it's going to be debated again. And it's going to be have that all that public consultation and education. And from there, the bill is then carried to the Governor General to sign. And then it's going to be, what's the right word for it? When it's written, and the name escapes me for right now. And that's just how the law is passed. And I find that people are confused about our system, about our democracy. And so this is why I'm inviting people to engage me, to explain to me, why are they so concerned? Why are they believe that there's something sinister that the government is doing, right? Why don't they understand, or why can't they understand what is the agenda here? And the agenda here is the equality, right? That as we move forward, equality is a must, and that we all must be guarded and eager to protect our laws. I'm trying to see this text now. I see this person is texting me and using some strange words and disparaging words, which is uncalled for. I see they call the good minister Ryan Pinder's name, and again suggesting some sinister plot that Mr. Pinder have some sinister contempt for the Bahamas, and this is why he's bringing these laws through, and which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I invite that caller to call me. You know, call me and engage me. Why are you so concerned? Why are you so afraid? Because I can imagine, in 1838, right? 1833, 34, when there was the proposal that they're going to end slavery. Now, there was a large opposition by the majority who said that, no, there should not be equality for the Africans, you know, and nothing that you say. They're not equal citizens to a certain group of people, right? I can imagine it. I can see that. I remember when you go into history books, you can see the debate where these persons did not want it. And we see that the same type of debate is happening now, that we cannot depend on the majority to ensure that equality is for everybody. I see, producer, I have a call there. And if you can you put them through so I can engage them to see if they are like-minded to me or they're completely contrary. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Guardian Radio in the AM. This is C.A. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It was good to be back on the radio. So I'm kind of excited, and I'm excited to engage you. What do you think about this equality? Listen to the word I use. This equality bill. I want to put a question to you. Do you believe Bahamian men and women should have the same rights under the law?
Yes. I agree to an extent. I do agree. But what I call you specifically, you made a comment that got my attention. I was in my office doing some work, and you made a comment that would cause me to call. You said that the government has the right to make any decisions or release the policies or laws on behalf of Bahamian people.
That's what the Constitution actually gives them, that ability. That's why we have the election, and we follow the Westminster system. And of course, you know, there's public debate, and we can push back, and we have systems in place constituted by the Constitution that we can go back and forth. But yes, the Constitution gives them that authority to make laws.
It gives them that authority to make laws, yes. But the way you said it, the way it come across, that is giving them the right to do it on behalf of the Bahamian people.
Yes, the authority to do it on behalf of the Bahamian people. Yes, I said that, yes.
But there's one specific thing that I want to say specifically that I've been saying for years, and this is what where I differ with a lot of people who say this thing. And even the former prime minister said that when we elect them, that they have the right to do whatever they choose in terms of how to make laws. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Let me tell you why I disagree with that.
Go ahead.
I'll be all with a state. Government is for the people, of the people, and by the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parliament, well, let me say this for you. The people of this country is the government. The people of this country is the government. And whatever the people want, that is where Parliament comes in. Parliament's responsibility is to put in legal terms what the majority of people said that they want.
Let me engage you. One minute.
On their own, should not go and do things on their own. Without the authority of the people.
1 minute for me, Paula.
And by the election, process, by giving them, it doesn't fully give them that right.
I want to engage you.
Laws are being presented and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Parliament has the responsibility to go to their constituents first. In essence, to the people of this country, to get the authority to go on and to find out exactly what it is the people want by majority. And whatever the majority of people says, Parliament's responsibility is to go and put that in legal terms.
I'm able to engage you now because I was trying to ask you one or two questions, but I know you're excited. So you know that, I give you an example. Parliament said that it was they're going to make slavery illegal. And the majority of people said, no, slavery should be illegal. But the Constitution that Great Britain had said that we must make the decision that's best for the country, and by that being the British Empire, and that we make decisions also to protect the minority. So imagine if I listened to you, you and I and our descendants and our children would be still enslaved. So that's why I'm concerned. And I hear what you're saying, but that's not our system. The government makes a decision for all of the Bahamas, inclusive of the minority. And I hear you saying majority rule, and that's in terms of our election process. Now, if you disagree, If you disagree with what your government laws and government enact, your part is to vote them out. That's your part, right? But that's, we have, the point is we have checks and balances. I see I have another call there, producer. Oh, you still there? Let me talk to you. Go ahead.
Yes, you said that we have the power to vote them out, right?
Yes.
There are several things that I can speak about this. Number one, one of the things I recommended years ago, we should not have to wait 5 years.
I see you doing those make-believe things.
Pardon me?
I see you doing those make-believe things. I don't like doing this make-believe because I can say...
Hold on.
I would say we all need to get $1 million one. I don't want to talk about make-believe, what we should and shouldn't do. Let's talk about what it is now. So I'm not going to entertain with what you think we should do. What we're doing now.
I said that to say this.
Go ahead.
Here is where I am sure the majority of people, again, come back to the same concept. The majority of people would want that if an MP, because it's been called for many times, I'm sure the majority of people says this is what they want because it's been called for.
Uh-huh.
Why haven't Parliament done it as yet?
Like I said, if you want to change that, call up, go in the House and debate it and make sure it changes. Like I said,
I should not have to go.
Yes,
I should not have to go personally in the House.
Caller,
to say that this is what I want.
Yes,
I am a part of the people of this country.
Yes.
If the majority of people of this country say this is what we want, it is Parliament's responsibility to put it in place.
I hear you, caller. Thank you very much for calling. I hear you. I don't dismiss it now. I hear your point. I see what you're trying to say. But see, I can't entertain the make-believe things, right?
It's not a make-believe, C.A. Nuri.
Like I said, is it enacted yet?
No.
Okay, that's it.
My point is that this is what the people want.
I hear you.
So put it in place.
I hear you. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling Guardian Radio AM. Can you hear me, caller?
Hey, Nuri, yeah.
It's good to be on the line again. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
I want to talk to you. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe Bahamian...
You know
me? I'm sorry?
You mean me?
Yes. Do you believe Bahamian women and Bahamian men should have equal rights under the law? That's the question today, and this is what government proposes to change in the law soon.
Yes. I studied it and looked at it over the years, and I believe that it should be allowed. However, there are certain mitigating circumstances that with reference to especially the men, that you may need to search a little deeper.
Let's talk about that. What exactly are you concerned about?
Well, only one thing is that, the women, it's mommy's baby, but it's always daddy's maybe.
Okay.
So
let's go back and forth. I'm going to ask you a best question. If the law says that you need to do a DNA test, are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, let us.
Maybe.
Now, let's say daddy's sure because we did a DNA test. So there's no maybe no more. Daddy's sure.
Yeah. Because
this is what they plan to do. More like this is what they plan to do. You know, I think that's the baby daddy. They know it's the baby daddy because they put it in the law. They put it in the law, right? Now, what problem do you have?
I don't have no problems. If it's not straightforward for either the woman or the man, then there may be some steps we may have to go through in order to have that to happen, you see. But other than that, once they can prove their Bahamians and, you know, I don't have no problem with it.
So,
I am such one such child.
So you're saying that once the law has caveats in it to show that the child belongs to the daddy, because you have no problem with the mummy now, right? That you are cool with it and you see no reason there should be any discrimination.
Yes, exactly. See, one thing we are sure of is that that baby belongs to mommy.
Yeah, but I give you the caveat already.
Huh?
I already tell you we're doing the DNA thing. So why would you want to belabor a point where I already said they can do the DNA thing?
I agree with that, but I'm just showing you how solid mommy's position is.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, no matter whether she married or not, if she's a Bahamian, that baby is hers. We sure about that.
Okay. So
let you me, understand?
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate you. And that's, now, mind you, go ahead.
Now, with reference to the thing you and I, just Paula was talking about, he was correct.
Go ahead.
He was correct, Nuri. And see, sometimes when we come on the airwaves, we must be careful, you know, if we ain't do our proper research.
I understand you.
The parliamentarians are chosen by the people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a local, our own local form of government. They're chosen by us. All us can have at House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
So we choose the best amongst us to go in there to represent us.
Go ahead.
So with whatever we, the people, decide, they're supposed to come have Monday meetings with us. Whatever we decide, they take it forward to the House of Assembly.
Am I able to engage you, Kuala?
I can't hear you.
Am I able to engage you?
Yeah, man.
Okay, good. So you understand we follow Westminster system, right? Like after
yes,
Britain.
We do.
And you know you have Canada and we have Australia and
yes,
you have Hong Kong, right? They all have a similar system to us. They all go through the same process. All these questions that you are suggesting, they have a tour now. But they are matured enough to understand that this is how the system works. Right? That
hold
they
on.
Have
checks. Hold on,
give me a couple seconds.
Go ahead.
That they are checks and they have checks and balances, right?
Uh-huh.
That we voted in a government to put forward laws and you lobby. This is the system we have. It's just that we ain't content with our system.
No, but see, what you're doing is you jump in one step. Yes, we vote them in for laws, but before they pass those laws, there's supposed to be a general conversation with their constituents.
Yes.
There's a step we bastardize the Westminster system in this area. And yes, the Constitution does give them the right to make policies.
No. Laws. We don't do policies here. Laws.
Okay.
Use regular.
Yeah, but as long as that law does not supersede the Constitution of the Bahamas.
And we have a system for that. Yes. So we agreeing because we have a system for that. My point is, we have a parliament that debate laws, right? They give the listing of the laws they plan to debate. They then educate the people about the laws on why they plan to push it forward. And then we have commentary on it. We have that system. We are doing that. Just that we're not content with that. But thank you very much. Go ahead.
Everything you say, I can't agree with, but that part of it is if we like this caller first said, the previous caller said, we, the people, we are the government.
Mm-hmm.
They're just our representative.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Man, I enjoy calling you calling, man. I hope you call back again. Is that one more call, producer?
In there.
Hi, how you doing, man? Thank you for calling Guardian Radio and AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we're having a constitution about equality. I want to know if you believe that a Bahamian father who is single and who can prove by DNA that this child is his, can he pass that citizenship on to his son or daughter?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. This is Sparky.
Then Sparky, don't be too long and stay on the topic now.
You didn't say that to any one of your other guests.
I just know you.
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I heard the caller before that talking about the people is the government and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to explain to him the Westminster system. Before I say what I have to say, I'd like to say, in your next call is coming on, if you know how really bad it sounds when you and a caller are trying to talk at the same time on the radio.
You know there's delay, right? So there are times when
Even if it's delay, I hear you trying to interrupt and get in a note, and the person is not even listening to you.
Yeah.
And he's continually talking. And you said, hello, I want to engage you. It sounds so muggle up, you know what I'm saying?
And it's very unfortunate.
But anyway, let's go on. See, I believe, because you explained the Westminster system, a lot of Bahamians don't seem to understand that when the people come to us around election time campaigning, they give us all the promises in the world as lawyers and politicians do. They are going to represent us.
Yes.
And we fall for that. But as soon as they put on their top hats and their split-tail suit, they pick up the Bible and they swear on the Holy Bible and say, they're not representing us anymore. They're representing the majesty, the queen, our heirs and our successors. Which means to me that they move away from representing us. They just have to answer to the queen. They don't need to come back to us anymore until the next 5 years to decide whether we like what we did or we did not. And then that's where you come and say, well, that's your opportunity to become the government again, when you either vote them back in or vote them out. You understand what I'm saying? If you didn't like what they did the last 5 years, then would you, your opportunity to say, well, I'll vote for the next guy then. Maybe he'll listen to me. But most of us, we vote because of the color of shirt and color of pom-pom and hat and the free drinks and the party on the park. And we vote on emotions instead of voting for country and the future of our children and our grandchildren. When we get to mature to that point, then I think we will start moving forward. Country first. Not prime minister, not queen, not heirs and successors. Country first. Then me, my children, my grandchildren, and then up it. That's what I think. And I think women and men should have the same rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, we got another rule, if a woman and a man is married, and a woman defies the marriage laws and goes out there and have a baby with another man, the baby supposed to take on the name of the marriage title. For example, if me and a lady married, the marriage goes at the fountain. If she goes out there and have a baby for Joe Major, the baby is not Joe Major's son. It still comes under Joe Fountain. That's where I think the DNA should come in there if I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not my child, according to the DNA test, where they normally come up and say 99.9%, then that fella should be carrying my name.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a text here that says, great show as usual. We want equality when it suits us. If the women want equality, then pay half the mortgage or half the rent, right? And I still am concerned why so many people have anxiety about a bill that hasn't been presented as yet, right? And they are terrified. Now, mind you, I see the twisted narrative that is being had. And I understand that the number of persons are concerned, but from previous government and how they were, for lack of a better word, duped regarding a referendum about numbers. But this is entirely different. This is creating laws to make sure that there's equality between men and women. But I see I have another caller there, producer. Can you patch that through? How you doing, caller?
Good morning, CA, and good morning to your listeners. Congratulations on your new show, first time caller on your new show.
Man, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, Nuri.
I'm CA. Sorry,
yeah, tell me something. You say terrorize. What did you say? What, people terrorize, or we terrorize with you?
I think I said they're fearful and have anxiety about
this
new law that, mind you, is being proposed, because we haven't got any information about it yet, just that the government plans
but they said
to...
They said it was going to put it out there so we could talk about it before they bring it to Parliament,
yes.
Right?
And we can debate and make noise and see, oh, this is a good law.
CA, maybe some people who might think that way might think, well, just let's pass it and do it and get it over with because it's the right thing to do. Then some of us, we don't need to be insulted in no which way, because we ain't scared of nothing. We might be a little disappointed, but, you know, we know how to deal with it, and maybe they want to take it away. I think they think we're smart enough to vote government or vote out the government, you know, by voting. But I hear you talk about the Westminster system. I wanted to ask you, like, if the Westminster, referendums is a part of the Westminster system, because Ryan Pinder sounded like he was saying on the news for weeks now that referendums don't work, and I thought it was similar like voting in a government or voting out the government,
such
the same process like
question.
Voting. I mean, like, sometimes they convoluted with a bunch of questions and stuff. Anyhow, the bottom line, what I suggest we do is have a referendum. Have a referendum and make it simple for people to understand, like Sparky said, that women and men should have the same rights. A lot of us agree with that.
Let me help you out.
You want to help me, Nuri?
Yes, I said I'm going to explain it to you right now. First, the Bahamas was established through our constitution, We are a constitutional monarchy, meaning that we have a queen that heads our state, right? And that we are a democratic system and that we follow Westminster system, right?
Yeah.
The Constitution is an overarching law, the Supreme Court of Law that enacts parliament, that gives Governor General its establishment, that how the executive, legislative, all of those enact each other and give civil liberties to Bohemians. Then it gives rules to parliament on how they can pass laws, right? So this is why the constitution is important. Then we go to the referendum. The referendum changes the constitution, that the body that makes everything who we are.
It's just a process or a vehicle to use to change things or to amend things, right?
We can understand that the constitution makes us Bohemian.
I'm
getting that. The constitution makes us Bohemian, and to change how we our Bohemian or how we act, you have to go to a referendum. Yes, you have to go to a referendum.
You're using the word change. That's strong.
Well, that's amend strong. Then through referendum.
Yeah.
And then the government makes laws. Two different
general,
things.
You had Attorney General who nobody voted for saying referendums don't work, right? You hear him saying that?
I didn't hear him. And
nobody voted for him, though.
No. He's an Attorney General. Don't disrespect the title. Don't disrespect the title.
See, that's it right there. See, the bottom line is why we're talking about this. It's how we feel about it. Why they push it out here before they don't do it in Parliament is they want to know how we think about it.
Perhaps.
You understand?
Perhaps.
So don't insult our integrity or anything. And you know, like I said, maybe it'll sound better if one of the other fellows who we voted for, a member of Parliament, was saying this. Yes, we have appointed people to be attorney generals and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, for him to say referendums don't work, and all around the world, the Commonwealth, Hong Kong, and all the places you talk about, they use these things as like a vehicle to do a man. You even use the word change, I say the man, or to do the right thing, right? So why not do it? And if we vote no, or we don't accept it, so what? That's what the majority of us saying.
And if the attorney general said that?
Or should it be what them 32 or whosoever the members of parliament, should it be what they say and not us?
And if the Attorney General said that, it was a misspoke. He misspoke.
Yeah, he said that.
And
that's why I was telling you nobody voted for him. I wasn't trying to be insulted. I support this New Day government. I think they're doing a great job. There's a lot of work still to be done. They're doing a great job. But ain't nobody voted for Ryan. So you need to shut up and go sit down.
No, you can't disrespect the Attorney General. But I appreciate your call. I have another caller there, producer.
Good. Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Do you believe that women and men should be equal in the law?
According to law, but our constitution, they are not.
Yes.
Our forefathers knew Bohemian sexuality. Being married back in then was an important thing. Have your children in wedlock. So they cannot change the constitution without having a referendum. Because I tell you, most Bohemian men have 10 children now they don't take care of. They don't like the woman. They're just plain sex addicts. Imagine Jamaicans and all the rest come here to have their seed in the Bahamas. It'll be open season and Bahamian men.
So let me engage you.
Yeah, please
so
do.
You saying that Bahamian men, single Bahamian men, should not be able to pass on their citizenship to their children. That's what you're saying. That's what I heard.
But it's according to our constitution.
No, I asked you a question. Do you believe that Bahamian men who have a DNA test to prove that that's their child should not be able to pass on their citizenship to their child? That's what I'm asking.
They should be, but our constitution.
No. I talk with you. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. You engage me. You want to go back and forth with me, right? Do you believe Bahamian men who have a DNA test should be able to pass on their citizenship to their child? I just talk with you.
That's the 2-point question. I know Bahamian men are looks
like. So, yes or no? These things are
really overpopulated. Foreign women.
So, let me ask you another question. You believe that foreign women are smarter than Bahamian men and the Bahamian men are the simplest in the Caribbean? Is that what you're saying?
Man, those yardies taking over.
You just scared of Jamaicans.
Trust me, I'm from the city. I know, I've seen it. They come here for a reason.
You are afraid of Jamaicans. You believe Jamaican women can swing Bahamian men.
I've been losing our travel to the States without getting a visa. See, that's a thing that we have and nobody else has.
So we talk about the children, and now you're talking about the mother now.
We must secure our Bahamianization. Bahamian.
So
let anybody come in and be a Bahamian.
Let me ask you a question. You have any children?
Yes, one.
And if that was by a foreigner, would you want that child have your Bahamian citizenship. That's what I ask.
But you can adopt a child if you really love the child.
You want to talk about adoption. Okay.
But I'm saying, why did our forefathers put it in the Constitution?
My forefathers say all kind of strange things.
Well, that's the law. To make the African American slaves, the U.S. make the 13th Amendment that made the African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd go to a referendum and change the law. That's how the right thing they can't do it.
They didn't go to a referendum. If they go on a referendum, the majority of people say no. They changed the law. They ain't going to the referendum.
Who?
The Americans. They didn't go to a referendum.
No. What is the 13th Amendment?
The executive changed that. They didn't go into no referendum.
But it's the 13th Amendment. I don't know how they did it, but it's the 13th Amendment.
The
Second Amendment is the guns.
And
the First Amendment is the
I would speech. Even dare to say that the 13th Amendment didn't free the African from being slaves.
It made them Americans.
No, they didn't automatically. They had to change the law for that. But I appreciate
that's
for
the 13th Amendment.
No.
I'm saying. We need to be careful of our behavior. I say we have opportunity. I don't have to go to no U.S. customs. Like I went up to school, no problems. We cannot dumb down behaviors.
I understand. And I appreciate your call. I have another text that says, Mr. Nuri, I need your help. I was born in 1996, and is there any way I can opt out of having this Bahamian citizenship and regain British citizenship, even though I was born after 1973? I'd rather be subservient to the whites than to be servant to a Negro. See, the idea that people have the audacity to text such things, it's insulting to all of us, you know. I think they think it's funny. But when you analyze it, that you would text a national radio show such things, I'm concerned. But I have another caller there. Can you patch through the caller there, producer? How you doing there?
On topic.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Mommy there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Nuri, I feel that the Bahamian men and women should have the same rights under the law. I think anybody would want that. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no place, nowhere in the world where people have equal rights under the law.
Should we pursue it?
It should be pursued.
Okay, that's where I'm at.
That's something. That's something. And as far as men controlling things and they controlling and making laws to benefit the rich over the poor and different stuff like that, and you never see a place where people have equal rights under the law.
Should we pursue it?
It should be pursued.
That's where we're at.
Now, but I say on that alone, I don't think we should just
pursue it
or change it based on that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other things that need to be discussed when it comes to changing the law, when it comes to marriage and citizenship.
Give me one or two things. This is not a citizenship bill, by the way. This is an equality bill. We ain't not talking about citizenship. That was a referendum.
But it affects citizenship, right?
No, it doesn't affect. It affects equality. Should men and women be equals in the law? Or should they be discriminated?
Yeah, well,
should a Bahamian man?
I already give you my feeling. I think it should, but I think it does affect the citizenship part of it also.
And that's what they said about black people, that it will affect us, what we consider as Bahamians, because they are black, right? But my point is that as we move and pursue equality, right, we need to understand that the government needs to also protect the minority. So sometimes we just have to bite the bullet and say, in order to have a better...
To protect all its citizens, not just the minority.
Yes.
But I feel as if, like, based on, like, you know, I mean, because you're asking the question, but I just feel like based on something like that alone, we shouldn't just make decisions based on what we feel or what we believe.
And I'm only talking about should they be equal.
When it comes to make anything that would affect our constitution, changes would affect our constitution. I think we need to just look at it in a holistic view, and that it will benefit the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Because all laws benefit some people to the disadvantage of some of other people.
Before you go, I want to ask you a question.
That's just how the world runs.
Before you go, I want to ask you a question.
You're okay, good? Go ahead.
Okay, this is my question before you go. Once upon a time, the majority said nobody should shop on Sunday. You remember that? The majority.
Yeah,
the and the government said, man, that don't make no sense.
Said that now. Yeah, you're right.
The majority said, and the government said, that don't make no sense. You see where I get, where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much for calling. Producer, I have another caller there. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good day to
us. Good day, man. You have us feedback, by the way. Turn on your radio.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think you should feed one child more than the other?
No, they should be equally.
So it has nothing to do with the child's grade, right?
No.
Or how skilled with the child is, right?
No.
So how come we don't want to ensure that poor people have food or even a house to stay?
Okay.
What about them equalities?
Well, you can pass, if you want to lobby that the government pass a law, because we're talking about laws today, you can always lobby that.
What about a referendum on that? What about a referendum on a livable wage?
We ain't talking about referendum, right? We're talking about laws.
No, well, how come there's nobody clamoring about equality there? You see, our government itself kind of have a problem with paying livable wage to its employers. But yet they want to pay other people that make much more above the minimum wage, extravagant raises every day. You know, increments and the like. But something's wrong with that. You know, the problem is we always women, right? Mm-hmm. Equality always gets in the way of humanity. You know what I mean? Equal rights to humans and all over the world it happens. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, I have a text here. Mr. Nuri, good day. I'm surprised they even give you leeway to even address this topic. I would like to say, if you want to change the Constitution, then you bring it to the people, and that it's the only way. The silent part of the bill especially is to open the floodgates for illegal immigrants. We are the same people who are calling for an overhaul of our health and social systems. We cannot stand any influx. I want to say that there will be no asylum bill onto this, right? That was something the other administration had, and now we have that fear. People are bringing up all kind of, making up all kind of things. We I'd also like to say we are not amending the Constitution. This is a law thing, passing laws, so there's no need to bring up the Constitution. But I am willing to engage you. I am willing to answer any questions you have. Put some text, I'll answer that. But this is Guardian Radio in AM. My name is C.A. Nuri. We're having a conversation about equality. Not about citizenship at this present time, just about equality and what perhaps the government is proposing in the bill that they plan to bring forth to the people there. But we'll be right back in about a few seconds, and we'll continue this conversation.
Cora, I look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio and AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we have a discussion about equality and why are people so angst? Why are people refusing to give men who can prove that the child is theirs with DNA the same rights as women? Why can I produce my child and say, this is mine, and transfer my citizenship to that child and say, hey, this child is Bahamian with me? Why can't a woman who married her husband in the United States, and why can't she have easier access for her husband to come to the Bahamas? But then I gave a caveat that we don't know exactly what the government proposes. They discussed that they plan to bring some new bills and that they'll have a bill about equality. And that is what we're going to have a discussion on. But I see we have some more callers there waiting. So, producer Patrick, caller through. Let's engage them. How you doing, caller?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
How you doing, 52?
Are you being missing in action, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to have a show on why I was missing in action for a week on Thursday. And I expect you to call. Because,
you get something. But, you know, I agree with you as far as the equality of men and women to pass on this thing, right? But the thing is, you know, I remember when I had my first daughter because I was not married, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get an after David,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to prove, for them to take my name.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is a discrimination because you're not married versus married. All that is a colonial type, discrimination type paradigm as far as the children born out of wedlock and wedlock, et cetera. All of those are man-made constructs. But the thing is, as far as the Constitution, I was here, you were talking something in the first couple of minutes of the show, and I was agreeing with the text as far as the government powers, with constitutional powers, right? So the thing is, I went back in history, so, you know, this is why I read so much, the Magna Carta, which means the great letter. It's Latin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, King John was so powerful that they had to pass this law. It was one of the first laws they passed in order to limit the power of the authority of the royalty. And so they had to use law itself to control the powers within. So what it did was, when you read some of the intricacies, I read it years ago, it actually put a stipulation in place to make the king accountable. And so, and because they had created laws that they were not willing to subject themselves to. So in the United States, the right to bear arms is a law they put in place in case the government want to come too totalized or too dictatorial. And so they have laws in constitution in places where to do just what it's supposed to do, control the government's power. The government is not supposed to have limited power. The guy was right. The power is in the people. Power to the people. But, of course, the weak-minded sheep will be in the pasture fighting amongst one another, and this is what it is designed to do. Have a good day.
I always appreciate you, Carl, when you engage. And I just want to remind people that the Constitution and where Parliament makes laws are two different things. One enshrines and controls all laws of the Bahamas that will be governed over, and one can be repealed and have different administrations come in and change the law. At one point in time, two previous administrations said, hey, they want to enshrine it. They want to have it overarching, control all laws, right? And they failed. The Bahamian people went to the referendum and said, no. No. You know, the last one was 4 different no's, and one before that was 10 different no's, right? And the government said, learned from the mistake and said, yes, we shouldn't have enshrined it into our constitution, and we won't enshrine it in our constitution. Instead, we'll just make it a simple law, right? We're going to educate you on it. We believe in equality of men and women, and that we pursue that. Both administrations, and when I say administration, let me change the word. Both political parties, major political party, believes in equality. This is why it comes up, right? Because they don't want to be known as a country that discriminates against their own people. We've had that in our past, and they know that as a people, we continue to move forward to make sure that there is no discrimination. We as African people of African descent know about discrimination, and this is why we are passionate about blotting such things out. But I have another caller there. A producer patch the caller through.
Good morning.
Good morning. Turn on your radio.
Good day, CA. What's up, bro?
I'm always good, man.
All right, great. I want to share, just engage me for a second. I want to share something with most of your callers. I have a friend, his sister. She's pregnant at this point. Well, I think she had the baby last week. But you know what, CA? She was trying to go away last month right? And she was stopped at customs, border control. They turned her back. They turned her back because she is 7 months and something pregnant. So, and I had to say this: if the U.S. can stop people from going over there to have, just to say they have American child to have some sort of status. And I can share another thing with you, with one of my good Haitian workers who work with me, shared with me. When Haitian women come here, the majority, he said, that they do is try to have a bunch of children. And I asked him, why is that? He said, because when you have a bunch of children and they have citizenship, that gives it gives the parent, basically the mother, a little bit more easy leeway. And I want people to understand, I don't understand for the life of me, if a woman comes to this country and she comes here illegally, right? Not legally, illegally, and have a child for me. I know she's in the country illegally, but I'm still harboring her illegally. I still decide to have unprotected sex with this lady who is illegally. But she goes and clogs up PMH, clogs up national insurance, clogs up the school. But, you know, it does not make no sense, Mr. Nuri.
And I appreciate your call, and I'm willing to answer that. Well, as you know, our government stops illegal immigrants from coming to the Bahamas, so that's not an issue. I don't know of any country where a paying person who's pregnant can't go to the hospital, where a government official blocks you from going to the hospital and having hospital care, right? So that's two different issues, right? Now, a Bahamian man having a child with, like you say, an undocumented woman, that child belongs to you, right? And if immigration wants to deport the mother because she has no status, they could do that. And you will keep your child. So I see that we're convoluting everything. We're mixing up things and making things scary for Bahamian to say, oh, the boogie monster is coming, when there's checks and balances. It looks like I need to continue this conversation. It looks like I need to have this conversation again, because I have in so many calls and so many texts I was unable to reach about equality. I believe that equality is something that we need to pursue. It's part of our culture. It's part of who we are, part of our DNA, right? And as we pursue what it is to be Bahamian, we need to understand that the world marks our manner. We need to understand that we need to move forward continuously and always move upward. And we got to do this together. This is not something that we need to be combating each other on. But I had to enjoy the conversation today. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM. My name is C.A. Nuri, and I shall see you again tomorrow.